Blog Talk Radio.
ICP, IT, Dead End.
The underworld watches in horror as this marks the day that three of America's most notorious outlaws will be executed for their crimes. Together, the states of Michigan and California will conduct the executions behind prison walls. The three prisoners are set to be executed by three separate methods, electric chair hanging and firing squad. Midnight tonight will mark the first execution.
Death waits in my cell, I can smell them. Somebody tell them that I still breathe. Leave, I'm alive, I never see 25. Yet still I can feel, I'm real. When it all happened I was in the limelight. News, camera, damn it, killer stamina. Another year I'm still here but forgotten. Skin is rotten, feeling old, cold. Motherfucker in a robe gonna sentence me to die in a metal chair. Cause I might not hear. Bad enough I'll be dead. Yet I'm trying to figure out a way to keep my eyes from popping out my head. Oh, then remember my ass twisted with my eyes dripping down the glass. Shaggy, I think I'm trying to start a riot. And then it's like Skeeper, he don't seem fazed by it. I know the devil's waiting on me, but does God like he's playing his role in killing me? So lock me up until I die, maybe. But you never can tell, we might be sharing a cell in hell. Cause my last request was, let my homies smoke my ashes and catch a violent J-Buzz. One more thing before you hit that switch. Please tell my mama that I'm sorry. I never...
Life's dim,
hiding in my cell block, cause all the power they got, searching the worst spot. They scared, hear him screaming, fully loaded. It was funny at first, till his head exploded. It's something else for me, another kill. This is wicked, but cheaper on the light bill. It all starts with a thick rope, make a new scene, I'm gone. Stretch out my neck bone. Minutes left, I think about my brother when we was young. Wait, I don't have a brother, what the fuck? My mind's in a tangle, I wish somebody was here that I could strangle. I keep waking up on the floor, cause I'm strangling myself, but what the fuck for? Staring at the cracks on the walls, whistling this, fidget in my balls. Kill me, it'll still all be the same. We can climb shut the low phantom of the night train. But if I drop, we don't die. Tie weights to my legs and give it another try. No, I'm coming, thinking something, I speak. I ain't feeling so hot, let's go for it next week. Didn't work, I pulled down my collar. At least you won't be hearing me holler with my neck shut. They shouldn't have took the job. Blow holes through their heads like donuts. Grown-ups, kids, and girls gather around and get gunned down. I do it for the fun of it. Adrenaline rush, coked up quick to bust. Plus I love my dust. Gun fun, watch your blood run, son. I'm on one. Motherfucker. But check it, this time I'll be the one dissected. I can't wait to feel the heat when letting flesh meet. Bittersweet, baby, I've been waiting for this. Go straight to hell, kick it with the rest of my clique. Fuck a blindfold, I wanna look deep in the eyes so they can see the full face of the dog as he dies. Plus I wanna see the motherfucker squeeze. I got a hot date with my soulmate. Bust, I can't.
Yo, what it do? It's John Clay. What up?
What's going on, man?
No shit. Same old shit. What you been up to?
Shit, watching Raw. And seeing the most strangest thing ever.
Yo, did you get the new game, the 2K14?
Hell yeah, man. I've had that since last week now.
Yeah, that shit's sick.
Well, like I said, I've seen the most strangest thing ever.
Was
Kane in a suit.
Who?
Kane.
Oh, yeah, I know. With his fucking face off.
Oh, my God. No. I mean, Kane's wearing a suit and tie.
Oh, God.
So this is fucking awkward and disturbing.
Oh, fuck.
But I think we're going to go with another track. Well, I try to figure what the fuck I'm seeing here with Kane in a goddamn suit. Here we go with Judge D. Dogs on the hunt. Get up next, Killer T, on and on.
What? The Joker? The same motherfucker be crying on Facebook all the time? Him? You think he's better than who? Oh, hell no! Yeah!
Yo, listen close, I'm spittin' flow, cause it's a joke. I rip a flow, just as bad as you can hear and know. But listen though, it's the principle my niggas getting into you. It's not cause they offended you, oblivious. Taking you to pinnacle, when nobody really feeling you. A cynical madman with a quarter hat and painted on tears. And you all weird, thinking that you better than a nigga with a long beard. But you're not though, so you really need to stop, bro. Not so hot, so hot, so hot, so. Meanwhile, in the eyes of us, your appearance is apparent, you can never be a parent. Ain't a woman we consider you not less than a mimic of a real man. Let's begin with the clinic, I ain't started yet. You a fall from back, got a whole bunch of shit to get off my chest. Got a couple wax songs, I bought the rest. Guess criticism has a heart of sweat. Cause you going bitches better all online. Haven't heard a dope song in a long time. You a tough guy, can't smash all my small bra. Just to make her feel better, let's all cry. Fuck off, I don't cry like that. I hate everyone who don't like my tracks. They write on my wall, but I won't write back. Let's make another song where I ride my sack. I'm going tiny jet, but I hide my face. Can't show it without my pain. Who cares about the likes on my page? I was the man on my face. Jake,
yeah, this motherfucker goes. That was the best in the globe. And I hear him going on and on. Every single fucking time that I'm logging in online, yeah, my bitch to like. On and on, on and on and on. On and on and on.
I don't even know this fact. Just another quick code to smash. Scroll down the newsfeed, first thing I see. Uh-oh, the Joker's mad, I noticed that. He talk shit online knowing the outcome. In the 30 minutes of silence, the best part of your album. I feel bad for your fans for having a stand. For this half of a man, giving half of a grand. Get a rash on my hand for slapping the sand. Kissing ass, taking an evil rat in the pants. And I have to address the mess you talking about me and my fam. Two whoops to the truth, that are used to the dudes. I refuse to pollute, but I think I have to. Shit in your omniverse. Shit in your omniverse. I know you sensitive, so these words probably hurt. If you're an intelligent man, then why you repelling the fans? Keep yelling again and again. Just shut up and pick up a pen. Since you a lyrical god, I'm tearing apart your spirit and heart, you're mirroring art. But have you ever thought this? Us artists was looking for a target. Now we start with you, some guy in the clown suit. I've been dying to clown you. I'm just ready for round two.
Yeah, this motherfucker goes. That was the best in the globe. And I hear him going on and on. Every single fucking time that I'm logging in online, yeah, my bitch to like. On and on, on and on and on.
And we are back. Well, once this thing unfreezes. And oh man. Just give me a minute. Guess y'all call me while I take a piss. Oh, wait. There we go. Track time. Okay.
You ever wake up and look yourself in the mirror and wonder if this is where you're supposed to be? Is today gonna be your last day? What kind of legacy you gonna leave behind? Are you gonna be something more or just another statistic? I go through that struggle every day. Palms are sweaty, gun feels long and heavy. He's nervous in the turret hearing bombs already. At times he felt worthless, a kid with no purpose. Had everything given to him, still he's searching for his time to shine, to achieve his own greatness. IED hits his truck, his whole world shaking. gone from the thoughts of analyzing Michael. Adrenaline kicks and now it's just self-survival. Snap back to reality, oops, there goes gravity. Man, he's so glad that he strapped his seatbelt. Artillery battery kicking off like Saturday. Point the gun dead away, clapping like it's patty cake. Time slowed down, cold sweat, shrill screams. Fuck all of y'all, I know what real means. Now I don't give a fuck if you even feel me. Put death on my tab and have the reaper bill me. How in the fuck can you tell me I won't make it? How these wanna serve me to the chest? I won't take the only modern warfare you know is when you put it in the disc. I'm living this shit when I'm putting in a clip. Do my friends remember me? My family feels dead to me. Does success have a recipe for me? Especially I thought being deployed was worth them chips. But if I die out here, is it worth that shit? I don't even know what the hell I'm fighting for. So some third world country ain't gotta fight no more. These people are cavemen destroying their nation. Only thing that'll save them is an education. Well, the chance of that is like me turning black. They live in mud huts and stay warm burning crap. So all of y'all back home think your life is turning rough. It's sad to say, I guess you ain't learned enough. People gonna say, Mike, what's the point you're making? What I'm saying is y'all should pray to God and thank him. You could be in my spot. Where the only sure thing is a country full of fucks who want you on the curb draining out your blood as red as the flag stripe. Ain't a video game, I'm down to my last life. My head is swirling with the thoughts of the plans I made versus the plans of the man in the stand with hand grenades. So much I wanna do, so little that I've done. Could've been a better brother, could've been a better son. The biggest steps I've made to try and be a man could be the very same path that leaves me bleeding in the sand. That's a lot to wrap your head around. I'm trying to find better ground. On my monitor route, standing round. The kid I used to be is gone, little Mike's dead. He died when the first bullet whizzed by my head. Looking at the mirror, I don't know who I'm staring at. But all I know is that's a real man staring back. Eyes look colder, face looks older. War tends to take a toll on the soul of soldiers. Between a rock and a hard place to roll a boulder. Between two worlds and I'm trying to hold a portal. Open just long enough to see how mighty was mixed with the reality of what I become. I didn't make the song so y'all could have the newer jam. I made this track so I could see just who I am. Realest I could ever write. I need it like I'm needing life. No one's gonna slow down by the time speeding by. Ashes to ashes, cradle to the grave. The definition of real, just saying my name. Time's by the wayside, I keep my ground steady. Eyes on my prize and I keep my rounds ready. I ain't gonna be done till they put me in the box. Head in the clouds with my feet in the rocks. If I can get home, y'all gon' see what I can be. Nothing comes easy, fame ain't fucking cheap. If this pen in this pad is all that's left of me, so be it, it's all that's best of me. I got a whole nation wants to shoot me on sight. Shit, I'll be a superstar, you can put it on my life.
And we are back. What up, Ghetto?
Guess who's back? Back again.
Kane's in a suit. What the fuck?
Not really what I was getting at, but yeah. What the hell is that shit?
I have no clue. Besides disturbing and scary as all hell.
Like, what the hell is this? Right to center?
I don't know what the fuck that is, but, bad old man. Just very disturbed at seeing Kane in a suit.
What, are they going to have the entire roster on this damn side now? Like, what the hell? Man, they're ruining everybody I liked, man. Like, Kane used to be dope. Then they gave him that gay-ass mask and shit, and now they took it off and gave him a suit. Randy Orton used to be dope, you know, fucking everybody up. Now he's just a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I think they need to have the fucking Wyatt just whoop the shit out of people.
That's what they're doing. Until apparently... Until apparently CM Punk beat Luke Harper on SmackDown or some shit.
You mean tonight?
That didn't happen tonight, did it?
Yep.
I swear to God they were talking that it happened on SmackDown.
No, it happened tonight.
Well, how many matches were right there in the first half an hour?
Maybe like a couple.
Okay, there was that match, and what other match happened then?
Let's see. Yeah, why not? Let me go back and I can tell you. I mean, because like, there was a couple matches that just bored the fuck out of me, that's why I just didn't pay attention. But,
you mean like Curtis Axel and Dolph Ziggler? Or
yeah.
John Cena and The Rhodes versus The Real Americans and Sandow that happened on Friday?
Well, CM Punk versus Luke Harper was the first match of the night. So that's how much had it kicked off Raw. All
right, and what other matches were there?
I'm going past the white because I don't need to see this one again. Since I already know the outcome. I believe you also had Big E versus Randy Orton tonight.
That didn't happen in the first half hour.
Let's see. Get past CM Punk and the Wyatts. Oh yeah, they also had an interview with fucking Paul Heyman over the phone.
Yeah, what did he say?
He's in Europe, being followed by doctors.
That's all he said was that he got fucked up.
Yeah.
Why was everybody all excited over that? I thought he said some big news or some shit.
Nope. Oh, yeah, they also had Ryback versus, fuck's his name? Great Khali.
Wow. And let me guess, Ryback won.
Yep. With just a clothesline.
Just one clothesline?
Well, I mean, fucking Khali was whooping his ass, and then he hit him with, then Ryback came with a clothesline and pinned him.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a very horrible match.
So just those two matches, and that's it?
The first half hour, yeah.
Damn. Two matches.
And then, not mine. There was a third match. It was Kofi Kingston versus Del Rio.
Oh, I saw that. I walked away.
They also had the married couple versus the dancing couple.
Oh, and I found a glitch in 2K14, man.
What's the glitch?
There was a match that's going on in the universe mode, and then the match started, and the two people that were in it, they had names above their heads, except they were each other's names, and then there was no way to win the match. Everything was turned off.
The fuck?
Yeah, so you couldn't pin them, couldn't make them submit, couldn't leave the ring, couldn't do anything.
God damn.
So you pretty much had to just stop the match and leave.
That's just creepy.
Other than that, man, everything's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't played it in a while. I think I've been mostly sleeping for the past couple days.
Yeah. Poor baby got one tooth pulled out.
Yeah, that shit still hurt like a motherfucker, though.
Couldn't still possibly hurt.
Hurt. But, well, considering the fact that the Novocaine doesn't really fucking work.
You mean it doesn't work?
Dude, I felt them fucking pull that. Like, I felt the pain of them pulling the tooth during the fucking thing. Even with the Novocaine.
Well, I felt that too, but that was only with one tooth. I didn't feel the other three. And yes, that does hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, my shit was still hurting. Even on fucking Saturday, man. I mean, yesterday was finally fine. Then they getting up at 3 o'clock. I was able to smoke a cigarette. Thank God.
I mean, I left that place, got home, and I didn't even realize I had a mouthful of blood. My fucking mouth was all numbed up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it's fucking nuts, dude. Like, I mean, luckily for me, my shit wasn't impacted or anything, so they were just able to fucking yank it out. I mean, even though the doctor had to use, like, fucking three different tools just to get like, that fucking shit out.
Three different tools? What the fuck? The hell's wrong with your teeth, man?
Oh, man, it just wouldn't come out. And so, until he fucking used the fucking pliers and fucking ripped that shit out.
Isn't that what he's supposed to use?
Well, first he used, like, two different spades trying to fucking just jab it out. That didn't work. So
jab it out. Yeah, that was going to work.
Yeah, so then he just used the fucking plier and just ripped it out.
Yeah. Like I told you, I felt one too, man. At that point, I was just fucking laughing with him, though. But it hurt like a bitch, though. But I was sitting there laughing with them, they said.
Oh, man.
And then the next day, I was trying to rap, too. I was making a song. That hurt like a bitch, though. And then after that, like, I happened to lose what I recorded, too. I was like, fuck. So all that for nothing.
Yep, pretty much.
I felt like 50 Cent, man, trying to, you know, come back from, mouth surgery and whatnot. Whenever he got shot, he had to have his mouth wired shut. So I saw somebody else make another opening a CD video.
What CD this time?
The new Eminem CD.
Oh, great.
Even though this was like a day or two ago, and I still don't understand how people get CDs so early.
I don't know.
But everybody seems to be excited about that CD, even though I took a listen and listened through it. And there's a whole lot of singing on this rap album.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Even though, like, he's singing on most of the tracks and whatnot, it's still better than anything on the radio.
This is true.
Like, as sad as that is, that's where the music's at right now. That Eminem could sing on every song and still be better than any other artist on the radio right now.
Exactly. Man, I mean, let's face it, a pile of shit could sound better than anything on the radio right now.
It's true. But apparently, remember when we were listening to that Wicked Ways song?
Yeah.
But apparently the line that he said about Violent J in the song could be, you know, considered giving him props, I guess.
I guess.
saying that he's, you know, a combination of people or whatever. I don't know. He mentions ICP at least, you know, like three times or whatever, but, like, it's not really hateful.
True.
It's more like cracking jokes, like, you know, he was making a, like, a white trash, you know, reference joke.
So he brought up
Kid Rock and, you know, ICP.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the Big Show getting a title shot at Survivor Series?
See, I was just saying this when I was coming home earlier. Fuck it. I was like, maybe the Big Show will win the Royal Rumble. Since he's been crying for months. But apparently they're just going to give him a title shot now.
Exactly. I mean, I guess he'll get that and be sued.
I like how he said he wanted to be the face of the WWE. It's not even like he was serious, but it was funny.
And the fact that fucking Triple H said no.
Have you seen yourself?
Oh, man. Did you know that Allie has cooties?
What? What is she, 5?
Well, cooties. According to this fucking bit strips, Nurse Havoc diagnoses Allie with cooties.
Nurse Havoc? That's even worse than Nurse Allie.
But you know what? I'm going to put diagnoses Allie with AIDS.
Damn, man. You give her, like, the worst thing.
Okay, fine. With the, I don't know, with a case of not being able to spell you.
Man, dude, she's going to fucking kill you, seriously. You keep saying that to her. Man, you've been on her with that for like 2 days now. I'm surprised she isn't completely pissed right now.
Fine, I'll just give her AIDS.
I'm sure she'll enjoy those AIDS.
Well, you know what? That's what she gets for raping everybody.
Well, you know, since you're giving her AIDS, I would like to request a song for you to play for me right now. Then.
About AIDS?
No, simply about my life would be better if you were dead.
Is that the title of the track?
No. It's called So Much Better by Eminem.
Ah, let me get to that. There we go.
You fucking goddamn phone. Bitch, where the fuck were you today? With who you say? I wasn't at the studio. Bitch, what you do, Stray? You went there looking for me. Boo, that excuse is too lame. Keep playing me. You may end up with a huge mistake. You fake mine, fuck, you never told me you knew Drake. Hey, Lupe, you wanna lose 2 legs? You try to flip this on me? If I spend more time with you, you say, okay. Yeah, and I'm cuckooing. Well, screw you, and I'll be the third person who screwed you today. Oh, 4, Drake, Lupe, ooh, today. Will you do two face for me? Thought you was my number one true blue ace, but you ain't. And I can't see you when you make that little boo-boo face. Cause I'm hanging up this phone, boo. You make my fucking Bluetooth face. You feeling blue too late. Go smirk yourself. You make me wanna smirk and puke blue Kool-Aid. Here's what you say to someone you hate.
My life would be so much better if you just dropped dead. I was laying in bed last night thinking and this thought just popped in my head. I thought, wouldn't shit just be a lot easier if you dropped dead? I would feel so much, much better.
They gotta see that. Bitch pushed me
over the brink. Hop on the freeway, trying to get some time alone and just think. But the cops pulled me over, but they let me go, cause I told them I'm only driving drunk. But that bitch told me to drink, I'm back on my fuck home. But a whole new hatred for puns, but bias, I hate all bitches the same, baby, come on. Excuse the pun, but bitches such a fraud statement, and I'm channeling my anger through every single station that's on.
Cause a woman broke my heart, art, I say heart, art, cause she ripped it in two part, art, and threw it in the garbage. Think you are, bitch, guess it's time for me to get the dust off and pick myself up off the carpet. But I'll never say the L word again.
I love lesbian! Ah! I hope you hear this song and go into a cardiac arrest. My life would be so much better.
My life would be so much better if you just drop dead. I was laying in bed last night thinking and this thought just popped in my head. And I thought, wouldn't shit just be a lot easier if you dropped dead? Then I would feel so much, much better. But you told me you love me forever. Bitch, that was a lie.
And I'ma have a whale of a time being a single sailor for the night. Bitch on a scale, 1 to 10, that I'ma be the holy grailer. Catch a hoe, I got an Oscar attached to my fucking name. I might hit the club, find a chick that's Taylor. Made for me, say fuck it, kick them shots, pack it, hammer and nail her. These bitches tryna get attached, but they're failing. The latch onto the tailor, my phone was scratching with the back of my trailer. Like I'm itching to get hit. Yeah, I'm rich as a bitch, but bitches ain't shit. I'd rather leave a bitch in a ditch. Did you complain when you listen to this? But you still throw yourself at me? That's what I call pitching a bitch. That's why I'm swinging at these chicks on sight. Long as I got a bat and two balls, it's foul, but my dick's on strike. So all that love shit is no and void. Bitch, I'm a troy dot boy. Cupid stupid wasn't for blowjobs, you'd be unemployed. Boy, yoy, yoy. Man, oh man. Your boy, boy, boys. Chitting sick of these girls, girls, girls. Oink, oink, oink. You fucking pigs, all your good boys. Doink, doink, doink. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. She's all 99 of them. I need a mission gun. I take them all out. I hope you hear this song and go into a cardiac arrest. Have a heart attack and just drop dead. And I'ma throw a fucking party after this. Cause yes,
my life be so much better if you just drop dead. I was laying in bed last night thinking and this thought just popped in my head. And I thought, wouldn't shit just be a lot easier if you dropped dead? Then I would feel so much, much better.
I'm just playing, bitch. You know I love you.
And we're back.
I'm just playing, bitch. You know I love you.
Yo, it'd be nice if I could change this entire fucking bit strip thing to a doctor instead of me having to be a nurse.
Then that would make sense. But, you know, they don't want that.
Exactly.
But I found the perfect one if Miss Looney ever had a fucking bit strip.
What would that be?
Something about me waiting for her to sing happy birthday to me. I was like, dude, this is perfect.
Oh, bud.
But too bad she doesn't have
them. Yeah. So I noticed Bitstrip soon took away my ability to fucking, you know, contort people. You know, like to turn them into the Exorcist.
I guess.
Well, no, because, like, you know, like, before they did the whole fucking update shit, I used to be
able
fucking...
You mean when they had to fucking recover from crashing for, like, a week?
Yeah. I used to be able to fucking take people's legs and put their legs behind them, fucking turn their heads up and look around and shit. But no, you can't do that anymore. All you can do is move them.
Ha
Damn it, won't let me move out in the alley and just make her float in the air.
Just make her float in the air.
Oh, well, fuck it, she's a good aid.
Please. You and your fucking AIDS.
You know, I should have to get more of this fucking neuroscience shit. Should taste fucking good too.
Whatever you say.
Now let's see what we can find here. What else I got on this thing? Havoc can't believe he forgot his briefcase. Havoc and Kiss's captor hit a new level.
Man, you don't even know what the hell you're saying.
Havoc isn't sure what he did to deserve this. And it's like the fucking toilet fucking letting fucking spitting out fucking water.
Yeah, man, that's like the picture that I found for the Halloween thing, man. You came trick-or-treating as a fucking toilet. I'm like, what the hell?
Jay gathers that Ghetto G didn't spend the day job hunting. I don't know who the fuck Jay is.
I don't know who the fuck that is either.
Kiss and Havoc's music taste tends to clash. Yes.
Dude, I made that one for Kiss too.
Wait, here we go. That one is even better. Allie is Kiss's baby.
The hell?
It actually has fucking Allie in the form of a baby.
Let's see.
Havoc needs to hide Kiss quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe they'll find out the whole fuck.
That's a picture of stuffing a body in the trunk, man. That's what I did to you. I was like, this is where
yeah,
Kiss hides the dead bodies.
Havoc isn't sure about Ghetto G's new outfit.
All it is me wearing the same fucking thing already. Like, what? Doesn't even make any sense.
Havoc needs a dish loader for his dishwasher.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It's a trick-or-treat one. Havoc is on the 5-alarm wake-up system. And there's fucking 5 different fucking alarms up on this shit. Havoc prepares to pounce. Fuck out of here. Havoc is afflicted by the curse of the mummy.
Right.
This one. Havoc tries to be part of the crowd. The it crowd, I should say. And it's a bunch of zombies and shit.
Is that what the picture is? I didn't even click on that one.
There's a bunch of zombies. Let's customize it. It's me trying to be a zombie. But looking all happy about it.
Man, this damn game really doesn't want me to fight Cesaro.
I guess not.
Because every time I keep getting a title match for this custom belt against Cesaro, it won't fucking load. That's like the second time now.
So have you heard any tracks by Bubba Flex before?
Man, I've seen them live before.
Okay, so you probably already know this track. Better
no,
than
I
me.
I don't know very many songs by them. Match for you. Extreme Rules match. Paul Heyman versus Brock Lesnar. that's what this game wants to fucking, you know, put out there, man. As soon as I created this motherfucker, they threw him against Brock Lesnar.
Oh, man. That's fucking awesome.
I pretty much only created them because you get a trophy if you make a created superstar with a superstar's head.
Hell yeah.
So you only get a few heads to choose from, so I just picked Paul Heyman.
Coffee. That's about it good.
No, it doesn't.
Does me good. Puts me to sleep.
Coffee's supposed to wake you up.
Coffee has a reverse effect on me.
It has two different effects on me. Either A, puts me to sleep, or B, gives me the shits.
What the hell? I think everything gives you the shits.
No. Nasty bitches doesn't give me gas.
But everything else makes you shit.
Yeah, including razor blade reel.
Man, that dude pisses everyone off.
Man, that fucking nigga was fucking I don't even know how the fuck I was able to see his post. Cause I could have sworn I blocked that fucker. He posted up in a couple groups I'm in. And then I saw his post. I took a shit.
Of course you did.
So unfortunately, he's in the official Juggalos Facebook group.
Oh, the official one.
Yeah.
Man, I looked in that old Juggalo's chair yesterday, man. All it was, I've been down for this long. I was like, really? All these posts for this fucking shit?
Oh, bud. Let's see. Zachary Keller. Yeah,
no,
dude.
I'm not that idiot.
He posted up saying, "We're such free thinkers. Totally, dude. We accept everyone into our family."
That dude doesn't accept anybody.
I know. Yeah, he can't spell the word now properly either.
Oh, look at that Paul Heyman cutscene of him whooping the shit out of Brock Lesnar. That'll happen.
It's the Big Show. So
right.
Paul Heyman's facing the Big Show now then.
No, that music's just playing.
Well, I heard it.
What, do you want a cookie?
Oh, look, it's Brock Lesnar whooping the shit out of Triple H in the demo.
That's probably what's going to happen at some point.
Probably. Somebody's going to get the witch split. Somebody's going to get the ass kicked. Somebody's going to get the witch split.
Man, how exactly do you cash in money in the fucking bank and shit? When does that happen?
I don't know.
Somebody gonna get the basket.
Somebody... skip through like 3 pay-per-views right now anyway. Trying to find a cash-in spot, but it hasn't asked me if I want to cash it in yet. Just like last night, man, it would not give me a fucking tag team title match so I can unlock this last belt. So I was fucking playing for hours, man, and finally it gave me a fucking match. I was like, about fucking time.
Somebody gonna get me that kick.
Man, is that one song on this game? Is that Tupac?
Yes, it is.
Like, that was just random when that song came on. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, it definitely is.
This is a title match, man. Brock Lesnar wants Paul Heyman's U.S. title. I don't know how he won it, but but he's about to not get it because I'm going to get disqualified.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, no, man. That's weird.
What the hell's weird? What the hell are you talking about?
Man, I'm going through this entire fucking comment here where some chick named Espy saying, not trying to start an argument or anything, but if this MMA vs. ICP thing happened so long ago, why are people bringing it up?
Because that's the only thing they got that they can explain why they hate Eminem.
I know. Let's see here. 6'4". Size. I guess that looks good enough. Shape. I'm trying to make a second Randy Orton in the game.
I don't know why you want to do that.
Put Randy Orton against Randy Orton.
Ooh, that's creative, Havoc.
Or I could make another Triple H. Or Roddy Piper.
Yeah, because there's not enough Triple H's in the game.
Alright, let's see how fucking tall Paul Heyman is.
Yeah,
Come up here and make him some at some point too. According to one person, apparently Potluck and Twisted should be rap gods. Aaron Hoosier. Let's see, the size of Paul Heyman. Fat. Let's see. I guess his chest is, I don't know what the fuck his chest is. I don't even know why the fuck I would know that. Or need to know that, but or just didn't want to tell you. Bodhi could go to track here.
Yeah, tell everybody you know.
There we go, jump off.
Do you really believe?
Jump off.
There are secret mind writing messages.
Jump off.
Woven in the music, the music of the young.
Jump off.
Music of the young.
And if you were happy, you might let your guard down. And then they'd get you.
Look into my mind. Tell me what you see, what you find. Can somebody tell me what's happening this time? I don't know. I'm breaking down again, losing control. With these demons inside, still pulling at my soul. Still reaching for my throat. I choke and black out. Without a lung to pump any more oxygen out. Am I doomed to roam the earth with these mental symptoms? Cause your church won't grant to get an exorcism.
Let me get two turntables and a microphone.
Black brain, bloody murder, meets spike your dome.
Why? I don't know why. Pressure relief from my head when you die.
Alibaba!
Empty pill bottles on a shelf. Got this hunger and a sexual drive to end your health.
Fucking hate!
Ouch! You gotta die. I'm sorry, but you gotta die!
Come with me!
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit is about to jump off, and I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again. Come with me!
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
Emotion and passing through memories, descending in the dark with my hands in front of me, waving and screaming, falling like a weight through air. What's at the bottom? I don't know, but I'll find out when I get there. Hands grabbing at me, but I'm dodging them all. Slicing each and every wrist with my hatchet as I fall. And if I reach the bottom with my life intact, I'ma climb right to the top and go right back and do it
if
again.
You could see what I was thinking, and no one would have to die. And it would be as simple as looking inside of my mind. And through time, all the pressure has come to a head, and I release it on the innocent. And leave him for dead. Could be a chemical imbalance, but I blame it on his challenging remarks. So I waited in the dark where his car was parked. A couple whacks with the axe to his back, and he was down. And then I hit the ground. Somebody catch me. Come with me.
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit is about to jump off, and I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again. Come with me.
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit is about to jump off. I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again.
If you listen too close, you might
might lose your mind. If you look too close, your head could explode like mine bomb.
Boom.
The blaze really get shot the fuck down. The twisted really sell they souls to the underground.
What?
After the six, will I see P kill they self? Is ABK a real warrior or something else? I don't know and I don't care. Just remember me with my fucking Lotus in the air.
Keep talking, motherfucker, do it again. Don't push me. You fucking with an old school cat that ain't friendly. So take it to that level, go ahead, keep pulling my chain. Cause when I get upset, I get strange. You have no clue. Check this out, I be fiending for mood swings. Ready to throw down and knock the shit out of soft frames. Heartless, ready to live, die, whatever. So if you in my path, we best be walking together.
Motherfucker, up with me.
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit about to jump off, and I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again.
Come with me.
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit about to jump off, and I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again.
You really
come
believe-
with me.
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit about to jump off, and I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again.
You really
come with me.
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit about to jump off, and I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again.
You really
come with me.
Right into the edge of your mind. We're standing on the edge and ready to die.
The shit about to jump off, and I'm about to jump off in.
And when it's over, I'ma jump again.
Do you really believe there are secret mind-rotting messages woven into the music of the young?
Hey, we're back. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, aren't you entertaining? Why don't you play another song?
Man, I'm kind of fucking, this entire fucking conversation's funny as all hell up on here.
Wonderful. Play another song.
I'm trying to think of which track was it about Dark Lotus that has the skit? What is it telling that dude to jump?
That's that Fallen song.
Ah, here we go.
Jump, sir, whatever you do, please do not jump. Yeah, hi, look, there's a guy, and he's on a building, and he looks like he's gonna jump. Yeah, I'm on the... I am on, you know who we are?
Jump!
Why the hell are you telling him to jump?
Jump!
Don't jump!
I don't get this, fuck sickness, I'm living with this. Never get to forget this, not even on Christmas. No way to dismiss this, what the fuck is this? They tell me it's all in my head, why can't I get a witness? Fuck it, I was never meant to be and not my own hater. Up the elevator, on a rooftop, seconds later. Looking over the ledge, about to plunge. Take a deep breath in my lungs, hear the street come.
This is it, my last step, my last call. My last attempt to reach out, touch the water call. My phone's been cut off, the bills is piling up. So high, I'm on this ledge, and fully prepared to dive. Police like glittering streets beneath my feet. 50 stories below, I can hear a mile of green. It's all okay, just give it another day. They turn the screens as I step off and drift away.
I'm the one, drown to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Woke up and around, now I'm from outlying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
I'm born, drown to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Woke up and around, now I'm from outlying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
You think I'm doing this shit for fun? The second time in a week, but the first was just a practice run. Don't need a gun to end all of my suffering. All I need to do is jump, get the evil voices out of me. You don't know what it's like when every night you hear whispers convincing you to end it all by daylight. I'm about to take flight, shut them all up. Just thought I'd let you know the real reason that Paul jumped.
I'm looking over this ledge at these matchbox cars. 50-something
some levels up, make me hit that concrete hard. Why my meds don't work no more, why my doc quit on me? I work in seconds, I pop, you no more see me, obviously. Now waiting for my boss to grow this concrete and crumble. A gang of motherfuckers saying don't do it, you won't see no trouble. Next thing I know, I heard mad screams, holy fuck. That ground's coming my way mighty fast, cause I just jumped.
I'm born, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
I took up and around, now I'm somehow flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
I'm born, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
I took up and around, now I'm somehow flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
I'm born, death on impact, about to crash.
Fuck dying.
My fingers scratching to the building as I pull up and climb. Feeling more like I'm a spider inside of my mind. Pass the windows up with every story up I go. Take a look inside, people spitting in cubicles. But I'm out here losing it, scaling the brick. The higher up I crawl, the more that I'm feeling sick. Once I get to the top, I can let it all go. As I fall through the air to the sidewalk below.
I'm born
back. I think it's kind of funny how you were talking about the fact that, you know, yesterday in the group people were all talking about, you know, how long they've been down. Now if you go in the group, all they're talking about today is Eminem.
Oh yeah, and what do they gotta say now?
Same thing they always say, that they people hate Eminem because of the whole diss years ago.
Yeah, because it concerns them so much.
Yeah, it's like fucking retarded as all hell.
They act like if somebody doesn't fucked up shit to them, that they're not going to, you know, diss them back in some way. You know what I'm saying? It happens no matter what the hell's going on, you know, music, everyday life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I got some beef with somebody, man, is that going to upset you?
You should have just retorted.
I'm just saying, man, if I got a problem with somebody, does that mean you gonna have a problem with them, too?
No.
Plus, there's really no need to keep talking about that.
I think it's funny how this dude Andrew DBK goes...
Is that even a name?
Okay, let me... I don't know. He goes, okay, let me rephrase that. Who's your favorite rapper who's not a Juggalo or affiliated with Psychopathic? Fucking Jeffrey Reinhardt goes, I don't have one then. Depends on what you count Subnoise. Subnoise is affiliated with Psychopathic. So that really wouldn't work out too well for you.
I don't know, man. People just hate to hear that Eminem's a dope-ass rapper. Ain't nobody doing shit like him.
Yeah, exactly.
As much as you want to hate it, you got to face it, though.
Definitely agree.
We all grew up on Eminem. We all liked his shit, man. And he's still dope to this day.
Definitely is.
He's just one of those rappers that, you know, fucking brings that controversy. I mean,
yeah.
That's what makes him good.
Exactly. But yet people don't really see like that.
See, he can say whatever the fuck he wants because he knows nobody's going to make a song and diss him and be that good. I mean, if you look at it this way, man, that Eminem and ICP fucking beef, man, with the whole song was. I mean, the best song, best songs ICP would have had were, you know, the Slim Anus and the, you know, Please Don't Hate Me song. But then, you know, you got Eminem, you got that, all those songs that were fucking hilarious, dissing them back.
I think it's funny how you got this one dude, Justin Abbott goes, why don't we talk about ICP versus Kid Rock? You're going to bitch him on about that too?
Yeah, these idiots.
Yeah, these people are just fucking retarded.
That's all they want to do is complain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, seriously, that's all they do.
This is as funny as all hell. Like, I'm in this shit, like, you got people fucking arguing back and forth about ICP and Eminem and shit like that. It's kind of funny.
They've been doing it for a long time. It'll never stop.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, great. Now we got some new person up in here.
New people.
All right, using a whole new word now.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
No longer butthurt, it's now butt mad.
Wow, that's even worse.
Yeah, it really is.
What the fuck? You just took a stupid phrase and made it worse.
Exactly. But I think it's even funny how the dude that fucking made that originally started that one of his comments or statuses hasn't even said shit back to anybody.
Because he realized he didn't care after he posted it.
Pretty much. That's one ugly bitch.
Okay. Who's that, Andrea?
Bars. Well, for who?
Nah, that's one ugly bitch.
Well, then this must be her twin. Code name Tashana? Tashana?
Tashana? That couldn't possibly be a name.
Single let. I don't know what the fuck BAS stands for. Oh, boy, as fuck. Yeah, what's going on tonight, fam? And that bitch is just ugly.
It's always the ugly ass bitches, man. Like, what up? Talk to me. No.
Oh, man. You have the chick Maria Lopez bitching about her fucking brother.
Of course.
Hey, why does my brother think it's okay to go through my shit? Like, seriously, I have nothing but bras, panties, shirts and skinny jeans in my drawers. Oh, and I went through his room and found my brand new bra in his dresser. I asked him about it, and all I got is, I don't know, and why, and the fuck are you going through my shit, you fucking bitch, LOL. I just want my stuff in my room.
Who the hell steals your sister's bra?
Man, I think what's even funnier is the fact that let's see. She goes, I'd say major fucking perv, because when he talks to me, all he does is stares at my boobs. Like, what the fuck?
Man, somebody's into some incest. Wow.
Yeah, this one dude fucking Shane Easel goes, maybe he wanted to know what it was, or he's practicing for future panty raids.
Either way, that's fucking weird. It's your fucking brother, man.
But not only that, he's her twin.
The fuck? Yeah.
You got fucking Sean Dover. He goes, might have to sit down and have a talk with him. He might have a twincest fantasy.
That's fucking weird, man. What the hell?
And then you got Steve Kidd, who comes in and says, dude's a crossdresser.
Might be.
Yeah. Seriously, this is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Funny though. This is. I mean, come on. You know, I've been here. I think that's the one stat I don't think I ever expected to see was, my brother is stealing my bras.
Nah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah. But then again, you know, that's not something Chris would do.
Probably.
Man, he probably does.
I wouldn't put it past him.
see. Here we go again. Okay, I hate to post this because it's giving him more views and shit, because this is just going to open up the whole ICP vs. Eminem bag, but fuck it, here y'all go. This is what was said about the about them, and to me, it's an argument, like, it sounds like a compliment, and it's all in one.
Look at that, I'm cashing in on Paul Heyman.
Why the fuck does Paul Heyman have the title?
I don't know. It's a, I just skipped through the whole fucking thing, man, and apparently he has two titles. So, yeah. I hate that, like, you make a show, and then your titles are never on the line at pay-per-views.
Damn.
So you gotta, like, switch. You gotta, like, switch shows and shit just to get a title shot and whatnot.
Yeah.
But apparently, as for those photos, you have to get the rest of them through defeating the streak. I mean, how many fucking people? How many people you gotta beat, man? I beat like almost 50 people.
Yeah, that's pretty retarded.
Like, how many people I gotta beat? How many fucking people are on this game?
Man, there's a shitload.
Like, I beat, like, 2/3 of the Shield. I beat 3MB. I beat both Triple H's, both Jericho's. Like, what the hell?
I mean, I think that I don't really get is why do we have to, like, why do we have to go up against two fucking Triple H's and two Chris Jericho's? Well, mainly two Chris Jericho's.
Yeah, but it says I gotta play the defeat the streak. Who the hell do I gotta beat them with? I beat them with everybody I needed to unlock shit with. Beat them like 4 times. What the hell else I gotta do? Like, do I gotta beat him with a created person? Or I gotta beat him.
Did you do the defender streak?
That's not what I'm looking for, though. I'm trying to get the trophy for having all of the photos unlocked. And apparently you have to defeat the streak. But I've already done that. And I still don't have all the pictures.
Defend the streak.
I unlocked the slobber knocker match.
I don't know.
And I got 2 trophies for that. Well, like 3 trophies for that. Beating 30-0, 10-0, and then the Hall of Pain one.
Yeah, then I don't know.
So I have no idea who I got to beat them with to get these photos. But you know you get a trophy if you play a match online.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Man, they're just giving out trophies for everything nowadays.
They don't have very many trophies on this game, though, as opposed to the last one.
Yes, it's true.
But you get one if you establish a rivalry, too. I'm not quite sure how you do that, though.
Got me.
And you get one for the whole, you know, creating things. The money in the bank. And then, of course, you know, all the WrestleMania shit.
Yeah,
and then you gotta, you know, of course, get the whole 10 ranked matches online. And then if you beat, like, 50 matches on the level Horde, you'll get a trophy, too, plus another one, because that'd be 20 matches. And then you get one if you do the, oh my God, show shock. Which is rather easy to do.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty fucking dope, though. Now, what's the chances of somebody actually pulling that off in a game?
Don't even know. Why the fuck don't they have suits in this damn game?
They have suits.
Where the fuck are the suits at?
They're like, you know, outfits that are already put into the game. The templates.
You mean the outfits? Like, does it go into the outfits itself?
Like, you know, the first button there, templates, or whatever the fuck you say that word.
Okay.
You click that, man, and you got, you know, already things set up for you.
Okay, there we go.
But you can have, like, a suit or, like, some other outfit that's already there for you. If you didn't want to, you know, create your own shit.
There, I put Paul Heyman in a suit.
Yeah, I gave the person a Paul Heyman head and then like a CM Punk body, but then I put a suit on him. So he looks all weird.
You know what? I think I'm gonna do that with his body now. Give him like a weird ass fucking body.
I'm like saying, you give him like a tattooed body. I mean, it'll look real funny.
I should give him a rock body.
There you go. Paul Heyman looking like the Rock. Yeah, that'll happen.
In a suit, nonetheless. But since he's, I should probably give him some hair. Oh, he already has hair, kind of.
Kind of.
I mean, I'll be honest, man. I mean, there's times where, like, I completely forget Paul Heyman even has hair. Because first thing you see is the top of his bald head. Fuck a suit. He's not gonna get a suit.
Okay. What's
I don't know. Maybe it's like King Kong Bundy outfit.
Wow.
I'll give him a scar on his face.
There we go, I got the trophy. I cashed my money in the bank. Man, they don't even have, like, different commentary in this game either. It's like all the same shit.
jacket. And the fucking tie.
Man, I looked at the time on my PlayStation, man. It said 1:40. I was like, it's not 1:40.
I think your PS3 forgot to fucking set itself.
Yeah, you think? It's never the right time on here. It's always like 20:33 and shit. I said, I don't know what fucking time that is.
All right, let's see here. Let's give Paul Heyman some crazy fucking clothes. I'll give him a fucking Fandango fucking type of pants.
See, look, you get a gold trophy. Unlock all of the WrestleMania match photos and defeat the streak.
Hell yeah.
But with who?
Big Show.
Man, that's the only fucking song you hear.
I know, right?
See, man, the only matches or trophies left on here is start a rivalry, win 50 matches, and defeat the streak shit. And then a hidden trophy, whatever that may be.
I guess you'll find out sooner or later.
And then the win 10 ranked matches online. Yeah, that'll happen.
No chance. No chance in hell.
I think the best songs they got on this game are that Stone Cold Disturb song, that remix of that DX song, and then the Divas songs. Like, those songs are pretty catchy, man, you know what I'm saying? Like that Layla song, or that Caitlyn song. So do you think they're ever going to give us the Undertaker American Badass one?
Probably not.
Since it was only available with the Phenom package?
Probably not. Since we didn't get the Phenom package.
Well, you know, it was a special with that, you know, along with a DVD, controller thing, and shit like it.
Yeah, and
like
how much was that?
Over $100, man. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, fuck out of here with that. There we go, fucking Paul Heyman, part of the Legion of Doom.
Part of the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, but I gave him the fucking Legion of Doom thing.
Man, it's kind of funny. My guy I created kind of looks like the Legion of Doom.
And I'm giving him a fucking tie as well.
Is he even wearing a suit?
No.
Well, what the hell?
And the tie's underneath the fucking Legion of Doom fucking shoulder pads. No, two kind of armor. Give him.
And walk. I guess this song's all right, too.
Yeah. But I think it's funny how
it received the message.
It just now showed you as online.
Showed you what?
I said it just now showed you as online for fucking PS3.
Because I just signed on literally right this second.
WWE Design.
Somebody sent me a message. Who's this? Who the fuck are you? You're that bitch that beat me in like one match. Who the fuck are you? What should I say to this person? They're like, you that bitch that beat me with like one move in WWE 13.
I think it's funny how they don't have any Brock Lesnar designs up on this shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I mean, since I'm making a Paul Heyman, in a way, might as well give him a fucking what was his name? Brock Lesnar theme or thing.
Oh, and I like how whenever you do the entrance things now, they give you better titles for, like, what it's supposed to be.
Well, yeah, true.
So you don't have to just guess. Like, go through all these damn things not knowing what the hell it is, trying to find something. But this time around, it gives you, like, you know, like some hints on what it is. Like, you know, for the Hardy Boys or RVD, shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, just go to, I'm going to go with a random fucking design for the fucking Apple pad. I'm going to give him like a fucking yellow and black looking star.
Apparently, this person got 2K14 too. This person.
Hell yeah.
They're on 2K14. They're on 2K14. You're on 2K14. They're on 2K14. Pretty much everybody online right now is on that. Except for the one idiot that's playing Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, right.
Damn you, dead man. Damn you, nutty ace.
Except. Now, let's see. Let's get some gloves here, Heyman. It'd be cool if they give me some claws, and that way I'd give them like a fucking,
Did you say claws?
Yeah.
They got like long-ass nails on there? What are you talking about?
Well, no, like for gloves and shit, like, you know, so that way I can give them like a fucking, what's his face, Wolverine type, glove. So then that way you can just stab people.
How are you going to stab people? It's a wrestling game.
Fuck them all, though.
That just doesn't make any sense. There you go. Ghetto G's going to go defeat the streak, too.
Yeah, go stab him.
Yeah, I'm gonna go stab him. There you go. I like how it gives you your nameplate. It says Ghetto G, and you got the whole, you know, social media thing. It says at fuck Twitter.
There we go.
Dude, is that Howard Finkel?
Isn't he dead?
He's in this game.
Oh, my brother is dead.
I don't think he's dead. Is he dead?
I don't know. I mean, we don't see him anymore. I just figured he'd be dead.
I don't think he's dead, though.
Oh.
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, definitely. Don't worry about it. Just give us something random.
So how about that Missa chick, man? She got the meat Jimmy Hart and Roddy Piper.
That's what's up.
I was like, oh, shit. Because she posted up pictures and shit. I was like, what the fuck? It's Jimmy Hart?
I want to go
to these damn events where they got legends and shit. What the fuck?
Yeah. Why the fuck aren't we there?
Like, it's just like that John dude. He's always going to shit like that. He got to meet, like, the Bushwhackers and whatnot.
John who? John Crisoglum?
No, fuck no.
Yeah, because, you know,
John,
he was here tonight.
John the Animal Steel.
Oh, yeah.
He was here tonight? John Crazy Clown?
Yeah, he called in for a little bit. Then I played Judge D and he left.
Yeah, because he doesn't like anybody.
Yeah. I guess. Down on.
So instead of you trying to make your own music, why don't you go ahead and play a song?
It's fun trying to make my own music.
No, it's
you
not.
Know?
It's very painful.
Well, then let's go with...
The way I be killing them shit on the cemetery. Call me the grave digger, you that I bury. You being good is a myth like the tooth fairy. I'ma bring the house of pain like Tyler Perry. Cause you just so fucking stupid like that barberry. How will you get the die? Results may vary. My knife is a crazy bitch, call it Carrie. We gonna leave your ass cold like it's January. There ain't no stopping us, we leave your mind blown. When it comes to fun, we keep it hard. Tombstone on the vampire's tip, and give me that rush like true blood. Cause we cause major damage to you like a flood. Nobody will ever be as crazy as I am. Break your back in half like a fucking Teddy Graham. Kept getting in my face, I'm here to sign your death wish. I'm killing you off tonight, you sleep with the fish. This is killing season, rappers gone missing. Straight precision,
gotcha.
R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body? This is killing season, rappers going missing. Execute this attack with straight precision,
gotcha.
R.I.P. to the ones who doubted me. Devil, why give you this dead body? I'm on a rampage, beat my chest like King Kong. Yeah, you're in the rap game, but you don't belong. Tired of your voice, tired of your sound. Tired of your presence, don't need you around. There will be no ransom for this kidnap. Make your favorite artist vanish cause he can't rap. What you call music should be a crime. You got no skills and you can't even rhyme. You guys are garbage, balloon the airwaves. Talent in the music world is what we all crave. Why do I even rack my brain on some real shit? When no one even cares and no one feeling it. Demon in my head said a death in the air. You killing music, I'm killing you, it's only fair. I'm mashing on them, slashing on them, it's a massacre. I'm here, now they gon' forget who you were. This is killing season, rappers going.
killing's easy, rappers going missing, executes attack with straight precision. All right, be to the ones who doubted me, devil, why give you this dead body?
And we're back.
I was not expecting that to be played, though. I tell you to stop making your own music and you play my music.
Yep. That's all good done there. Oh, I should take climate speed down, since, you know, he's fat. He's not that fast.
Because he's fat.
and he has no agility, so that's what we get, is no agility. So he can't really jump. I guess I'll give him some toughness and some durability and some charisma.
Toughness. You know, I'm really tired of The Undertaker and The Rock always reversing everything on his game.
There. He has some adrenaline. He's got, like, one thing of recovery.
Wow.
Yeah, fine. I'll give him 100% recovery, but he gets no agility and no speed, and he can't jump.
But he can't jump.
Except Paul Heyman, the superstar. Let's see if he gives me a... Let's see if it'll allow me to call him the fat slob. Probably not. Nope. I don't know. There we go, I'll call him Father of the Beast. Says he keeps referring to himself as a father. Father of the Beast, Paul Heyman.
And this person asked me if I have kick. What the fuck is kick?
It's an app for, like, iPhones and Androids.
Well, all I know is I don't have it.
Commentary name. The hell should I call fucking Paul Heyman?
Oh.
I mean, like, his commentary name.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah, give me that.
Why not, man? It gave me all, like, the preset shit whenever I created one. Give me Paul Heyman, Paul Heyman Hustle, shit like that.
Yeah, but he needs a name for, you know, like when, like, when the commentators, you know, like Martin Cole and Jerry King are saying something.
Call him like Fat Boy. I don't know.
Doesn't give me that. You know what? I'll just call him Jessica.
Jessica.
He shall be booed.
Maybe he wants to be cheered.
And his, give him that. Exhibition brand, NXT.
Do you even have a roster?
NXT? No.
No, you. Did you create a show?
Not yet. I'm waiting for someone to fucking put a, make a goddamn match man on this here so that way I can snatch that shit and keep it as a logo.
Man, a game's only been out for like a week.
Yeah. And, when I got it on fucking, like when I first got it on fucking, like last fucking Tuesday, people already created Luke Harper.
Yeah, well, they got Bray Wyatt on there and Curtis Axel and Eric Rowland on there now and shit.
Exactly, so you see? That's why I've been up here for a week, but yet they've... I mean, shit, like, it's only out, like, not that long. Fucking last season, they already had Luke Harper and, like, so many people, like at least fucking five fucking pages worth of fucking people to download.
Drinking all night and you're still thirsty as fuck.
Yeah, because I've been fucking having salt water in my mouth all most of the night. Curtis Axel, Bray Wyatt, ECW, arena. Hell yeah, I'm taking that fucking arena. And beat that mountain, I say. But I think it's funny how fucking how fast downloads take are nowadays with this shit.
Yeah, it's a lot better than the last one.
Hell yeah. Man, I gotta take one of the McMahon's fucking theme off of this shit. Ghetto, you can be Los Matadores.
Man, what was that shit, man? Fuck it, they were like, he's horny. I was like, did they really say like, that?
Yeah, they did.
Surprised they were able to say that, though.
Speaking of horny, look, somebody created El Cholito.
Wow, really? Are you serious?
Yes. And El Cholito already has 1,180 downloads.
Jeez.
Hell yeah, man, it's on my page.
Yeah, I saw that. They got your boy on there, too. Corey Graves.
Shit, hell yeah. Ah, fuck that. I mean, this one decided to make Tyler Breeze. They're stupid for making him. Can't stand fucking Tyler Breeze.
Dude, so in that download package, man, it looked like they're gonna have Jake the Snake on there too.
Yeah, I think so. Man, I'm glad that they gave us fucking more space to download fucking superstars with though too. Well, bad fucking W13, they gave us like what, 5 fucking pages for people.
They gave us 50. Now they gave us 100.
Spider-Man!
But seriously, man, on this Defeat the Street, man, I beat him with Diesel. I beat him with Kane. I beat him with Shawn Michaels. I beat him with Batista. I beat him with my creative guy just now. So who the hell is I got to fucking beat him with, man?
I don't know. Beat him with fucking Fandango.
Fandango.
Oh, you can download him. He's one of the custom superstars in this.
Well, let's see. The only people left on the list of people that Undertaker faced are CM Punk, Triple H, Edge, Mark Henry, Randy Orton, Big Show, Ric Flair,
Batman,
King Kong Bundy. That's it. Those are the rest of the people, you know, that I didn't beat him with yet.
Captain America, they go download you.
So I guess I should try that then. Beat them with all those people.
Yeah, that might work.
Since it only takes like eight minutes apiece or whatever to beat them. Should probably take less, but you know, it's not really working out that well.
Let's see what else we get here. Wolverine. That's incredible. Someone just had to make him. Someone made Gold Dust. And I mean the new Gold Dust. Chyna, Tristratus, Eva Marie.
Yeah, Eva Marie. She got her first win tonight. How about that?
Yeah. Over fucking Tamina.
Yeah, she didn't even do nothing the whole match except get dropped on her head and then she jumped in the ring and rolled her up.
Exactly.
I mean, she may look good, but she can't wrestle for shit.
No. Hell yeah, here we go, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
ABK, Monoxide, Blade.
Blade.
Man, I type in Juggalo and you get Blade.
Juggalo.
Yeah, it's something that's supposed to be shaggy, but they just put all stars in the shit.
Put a bunch of stars?
What? Yeah. It's like all fucking stars and shit. As if, like, fucking 2K14 censored out ICP. Or it's censored out Shaggy 2 Dope.
Dude, that wouldn't, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think it's funny how this shit doesn't, like, put Undertaker or Leader or something like that, they only give like a short amount of the of time for their fucking themes. But once you get to the ABK one, they can get the full out fucking song too about of that shit.
Yeah. Well, for me it's Boondocks.
Man, I don't want to base the fuck out of here. Baby K. Leader's theme. Let's see. I'll take another test.
Play a song.
Hey, look. So made a fucking JCW at the Gathering for as an arena.
There you go. Play a song if you're pissing.
Hold on, I'll get to it. I'm getting another track.
Ourselves in my feet, toxic. Oh, I'm a
we're back.
Yep.
With Hatchet.
Okay, then.
There we go. How do I have the fucking Rocks logo up on in my as a custom fucking logo? I don't want that bitch's fucking logo. I didn't even download that logo, motherfucker. You just gave that shit to me. I didn't even want it. Fuck out of here. Let's see here. You got a pentagram with a hatchet man? Shit, I'll take it. Tupac! West Coast! See that, man? Even the WWE, the 2K14 knows Tupac's not really dead.
Yeah. At least they gave us Tupac. They'll never give us Lil Wayne bullshit.
Hell yeah, man. Man, how much of my best one fucking pie took their time out to fucking create Lil Wayne?
Well, knowing you, you'll probably have all of the versions of them.
Just to kill him, yes.
Since the last game, you had like 5 of them.
Yep, so I made like 2 different versions of them. Let's see what happens if I type in Marvel. Might have spelled Marvel correctly.
Yeah, that'll help. have Ali spell it for you.
Yeah, I'd be fucked. There we go. Mask. Let's see. Spider-Man, Captain America, Wolverine, Cyclops, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Red Hulk, Doc Ock. Man, why is Iron Maiden under Marvel 4? Dumbasses. Hey, look, they got the Iron Fist, Thor, Gambit.
Oh, wow. Havoc's going to wet himself.
Jubilee. Fucking Deadpool logo. Someone even made a crowd. A sign that says Hulk Smash.
But of course.
Really? Can I report this one?
What is it?
Marvel YOLO.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what I said. Can I just fucking report it? I would like to report it as offensive. Captain America tattoo, Red Skull tattoo. Damn. Now let's see what happened. They got like 2 different Red Hulks. Like 3.
Yeah, but apparently. With that defeat the streak, you gotta beat it with everybody that he's faced on, like all the photos.
What the fuck?
You know, all the photos that you didn't get once completing the WrestleMania things.
That's retarded.
Yeah. But
I'm like down my brain.
At least I know how to do it though. So it's all good.
Yeah, I'll get to that sooner or later.
Well, I'm saying I unlocked everything and there ain't nothing else to do on the game. May as well unlock all the photos. Trophies.
see. You know, it'd be nice if they would make it so that way you could do like fucking multiple downloads at all at once.
Come on, that's asking for too much. That's like that's like asking the game not to freeze.
Yeah, that's true. That's like asking Chris not to be gay. That's something I just.
Come on, we know there's no change in that.
Exactly.
Jeez, relax, man. It'll still be there.
I'm trying to figure out which Hulk I want to download.
You have two Hulks. Oh, wrong Hulk.
I don't think I even count as a Hulk.
That's not even who I'm talking about.
I'll go with this one.
That's a good question. What is my Facebook email?
Well, Cabano.
What the hell is my name at the end of like my Facebook thing anyway?
I don't know.
Is it Ghetto G the Wicked Stunner? Is that what it is at the end of it?
Probably.
I really don't want to sit here and type out my entire email address. For this random person, I have no idea who is this on fucking please leave. But at least I know whatever this person is, male or female, can whoop people's ass in the wrestling games.
Yeah, now all you got to do is figure out if it's a male or female.
Well, my guess is female because it was a female character. You know what I'm saying?
Well, unless it's a gay, like a really gay dude.
Or there's that that thing though.
This was definitely one of my favorite fucking things about fucking Randy Orton.
Nah. I like the one he has now.
Well, yeah, the one he has now is dope, but, you know, Burn My Leg was also a good one, too.
Did you say Burn My Leg?
Light.
Oh.
Yeah, Burn My Leg.
Well, that makes me think of Walking Dead yesterday when that chick had a burn on her leg and shit. And then it got, got ripped off or whatever.
You can pay. You can pay for it. You don't tell me. Jumps to CM Punk. Yep. Let's see.
You mean CM Drunk?
Yes, that too.
According to Jericho.
Well, Jericho's an idiot sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay, all the time.
What I want to know about this game is why punches are so damaging.
I don't know.
Like, you lay a few punches, man, the person's, like, pretty much dead.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because if you're the Undertaker, you throw a few punches, man, dude, you fucking people up.
Yeah. Dude, this is fucking awesome. Bane, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Black Canary, Superman.
Black Canary.
Yeah, she was one of the female superheroes. Part of DC Comics, well, part of DC. Let's see, Martian Manhunter, Green Lantern. A really gay version of Robin. Fuck out of here. Dude, the Black Lantern Corps. Hell yeah.
Oh,
Red Tornado.
God.
Sinestro. Hal Jordan. The Joker. The Black Lantern. I'm gonna make sure I'm thinking about adult all the lanterns to my fucking list of playable characters.
What are you, Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, because Bray Wyatt's the Black Lantern.
He carries a lantern, is my point.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of lantern. That's a gay-ass lantern.
A lantern nonetheless.
Well, I'm talking about the Black Lantern, you know, as in, like, you know, the Black Lantern is actually the counterpart for the Green Lantern and Sinestro.
Yeah, I don't like the Green Lantern, so I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, there's a few different Lantern Corps out there. There's the Green Lantern Corps, Black Lantern Corps, Yellow. There is a Red, there's a White, and there's a Blue.
There's some for you and some for me.
What the fuck?
Even though I said that backwards, but some for me, some for
you.
Yeah,
you really...
What, this isn't fucking Dr. Seuss?
No.
Red fish, blue fish?
It's definitely Dr. Seuss.
Well, the way you were saying it, man, that's what it sounded like. I do not like green eggs and ham.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Batista.
Of course you walk alone because you're fucking retarded.
But you cry like a little baby.
Yeah, that ain't quit.
I believe I caught bullshit on that, man. I beat this dude's ass for so long, he does a fucking signature finisher, I'm dead. I caught bullshit. Boyaka!
Shut up, El Torito.
No, JBL, that's not Rey Mysterio.
Well, he apparently thinks it is.
Like, look, he's out here and Rey's still over there.
Yeah, that fucking JBL fucking acts all surprised when he sees fucking Rey, like, like, what the fuck? Speak Spanglish.
Man, nobody speaks that unless you're fucking Adam Sandler.
God, 619. Boyaka, boyaka. I will say, I think this is the definitely the one fucking theme that Rey has I actually like, right? But only because of the fact that, you know, it was done by POD. Oh, here comes Cryback.
Oh.
I don't like bullies.
You're a bully.
Man, fucking Santino was retarded tonight, though, man. Fucking. Because of the fact, Ryback fucking smashed a fucking, cake on fucking Orange Fogel's fucking head. And
why did he have a cake?
Because fucking Hornswoggle, what they did, like, was part of the WWE app and shit, like, they're all in the back and fucking, Hornswoggle was getting, like, lunch or something like that. Even a little pudgy bastard don't need anything to eat. But, fucking, Ryback was fucking pouring his food for him. And they fucking got him like a dessert, like a fucking cake type thing, and just fucking smashed it on fucking Hornswoggle's head. Fucking Santino looks at it and says, "Looks like a little hat."
Wow. They do some gay shit on there.
They really do. But what's even funnier is the fact that Great Khali ate the fucking cake off of fucking Hornswoggle's head.
Of course he did.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? No, go the fuck away.
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit?
I don't know. Mortal Kombat! Oh, wait.
This is some
wrong thing.
What?
I said Mortal Kombat. Oh, wait. Wrong thing. I think it's funny how I've already got like fucking 3 pages. There's about 3 pages of fucking filled of fucking people, like custom people already.
Man, that's crazy. I barely got 5. What's up?
Shut up, JBL.
What's up?
Man, that bitch gets annoying when he keeps wanting to do that shit.
Who gets annoying? Or Truth or JBL?
JBL. But I think what's even worse is now the motherfucker starts fucking chanting with the fucking Usos.
What, you don't like it?
Bad. It's annoying when he does when he fucking joining R-Truth. Now it's even more annoying when he has to fucking join fucking the Usos.
I like whenever he tries to make Michael Cole say Vent to Jordan. But he won't say it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because he knows he's making fun of him.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Whoa, hey.
Somebody go and get the ass kicked.
Yeah. Fucking baldy.
Fucking baldy. Uh-oh, it's the Jordan.
Somebody gotta get the wrist pick.
Sake, man, that was about to win right there. Are you serious? You can come back with a fucking finisher? Why did this dickhead put me in a submission hold outside the ring?
Who knows? Oh yeah, I'm gonna talk about that. There's also an orange lantern core, a teal lantern core.
All right, man, I get it.
Indigo. Yeah, I completely forgot about that one.
How could you forget? What is wrong with you?
Probably because of the fact I just completely forgot about the orange, teal, and indigo. Keep calm and raise the dead.
Yeah, bitch. Motherfucker, God damn it. I ever tell you how much I hate submission holds?
Well, we sure did, considering the fact the dumbass always fucking put us in them.
Nah, man. That made me, fucking, you know, work harder at submission holds, but it really doesn't matter now. I still can't fucking break them or anything, even though they made them easier.
Are they chanting RKO?
I think they might be. I mean, Randy Orton is in the match.
There we go.
Can we end this match now?
No. Don't want
no, we can't. Not unless I'm winning.
But I want to see if I can find any other lanterns in this shit.
No. Turn the lights off.
Yes. I found them all. Green,
yes.
Red, black, blue, white.
Woo!
I found John Stewart.
What?
John Stewart. John Stewart was the second Green Lantern for Earth.
Oh, duh.
In the glue. Yeah, in the glue.
In the glue.
I was gonna say orange. I mean,
in the glue. Wow. Keep fucking up.
In the go. There
in
we
the
go.
Glue.
Man, I'm downloading every single one of these fucking logos.
That's just what you need.
Yep. You know, they only give you like 2 pages for fucking logos.
Yeah, you're going to use it all up right now. With Indigo glue.
Yeah. Yeah, with the Indigo glue. See, I got the black leather core. I needed blue, white, indigo, orange. Then I think somebody should make the fucking teal one. So I'm going to get that one as well.
But of course. Son of a bitch. This is how I want to win.
Are you sure?
Yes. How else am I going to win if I don't beat him with the sledgehammer?
You can beat him with the bat.
I can't get the bat in this match.
Well, damn.
You only get your typical chairs and the sledgehammer.
And the ring bell.
And the ring bell. And a piss bottle.
Well, I mean, only if you think the piss bottle is going to do any damage.
Well, they used to have water bottles on here.
Yeah, water, not piss.
Thank you. You're trapped under the stairs, huh?
Let there be light. Hey, that's Fred.
Of course you blocked that. Of course.
Avarice. Let's see.
Hmm.
Sinestro Core. Didn't he have a nose?
Did you say, didn't he have a nose?
No. Oath. Yes, he did. Thank God. I was able to find this one. And black as day and bright as night. Beware your fears, maiden, to light. Mwahaha.
Dude, I kicked out. You fucking liar.
Are you sure?
It was definitely in the red spot where it had to be. Come on. They completely gypped me right there. They McMahon'd me there.
Yeah, they McMahon'd. What the fuck? Not a hatchet man.
What the fuck? That's not a hatchet man.
It's not. Man, what the hell?
What is it?
I don't know. Looks like a weird version of fucking Paul Heyman with a fucking hatchet in his hand.
The fuck?
Star Sapphire one, too. I forgot about that.
Oh.
Okay. I think that should be all of them for now.
Nope.
Now, I need to see if I can find... Man, what was I going to find? Ooh, Blade. Have Marvel without Blade. Hey, Walker. The fuck? Really? Someone made Blade, but it's Kane.
What?
Yeah, someone made. Really? Seriously? That's not Blade. That's Kane. Dumbasses. Like, how the fuck are you gonna make a... Try to make Blade, but... You made Kane.
I don't know.
How do you fuck that up? On Fox, if she's shot and killed. Fucking faggots. Fucking up Blade like that. Are you serious? They made a Blade at a Rey Mysterio and they're calling him Blade.
What the fuck?
What the fuck's the matter with you people? You not know. I'm gonna start killing people and just keep fucking up with this shit. I'm gonna fuck y'all up. There's only one Blade up on here that actually looks like Blade.
How the hell did my email work? I don't understand.
I don't know. Tor, Lorkin, San, Bor, Naka, Mur, Nat, Ramo. I can't pronounce half of that shit. And the fucking Indigo Lantern both is fucking weird.
I'm gonna ask the person if it's a chick.
That might be for the best.
Well, with a name like Charmed something, does that sound like a chick to you?
Could be, like I said, but must be gay.
I just want to know why the hell this person's talking to me. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, I wonder if anybody made fucking Nick Fury. Nope.
Dude, I definitely typed out my email exactly how it is. I don't know why it didn't work for you. Wow, this person's very rude.
Why?
I asked them if they were male or female, and they're like, I'm a female, dumbass. They're very rude.
You used to be like, I was just making sure you weren't a gay dude.
Alright, I'm about to put that.
Ooh, let's type in bleach. Let's see what I can get from bleach. Maybe I can get some Ichigo back up onto this shit again. And Renji. And catching Hitsugaya. Yes! Rangiku, Rukia, Soifon, Aizen, Byakuya, Ukiara, Grimmjow, Inichimaru, Araki. Renji, Ikaku,
Koshio.
Yeah, Ikaku.
Just making sure you ain't like some gay dude.
Kaname, Yumichika. The fuck, the ultimate banana. people. Hey, somebody made fucking Halle Bell. Sweet. Well, I know who I'm downloading. Every single member for Bleach.
Ooh.
And with 10 slots, I can do it. Well, 10 pages. Rami Juggalo Ryder Brown Jr. invited you to like anti-Barbie dolls.
I don't think I've heard of that page before.
AntiBarbieDolls.com. Let's see exactly what the fuck this is all supposed to be about.
I don't know. Fat girls.
Could be. Go look at the models. subject there.
Of course there is.
Oh, wait, two. And there's also a few fucking sexy-ass ones, too. Like, Jess Faith.
How the Sammy. Fuck did you kick out, you son of a bitch?
Giku, Rukia, Renji, Ichigo, yeah.
Man, you're saying a bunch of nonsense right now.
Nah, but they're names from of the characters in Bleach. I found almost every single one of them.
Oh my god, did you hear that?
It don't seem as funny as the fact that, did you know that Rabbit has a friend named Bunny?
Of course she does.
I'm like, what the fuck? Bunny Rabbit, huh?
Wow.
Like, seriously? Your name's Rabbit and your friend's with someone named Bunny?
I guess they got a thing for animals.
Yeah, it's bestiality.